Hello guys, Massimiliano Muccini from Italy, the host of Yes Libertarian Flame of Freedom podcast. Since 3 years, we didn't hear anymore. But please, now I want to get in contact with you with some free pills of Yes Libertarian. I will speak about liberty, about money, about interest debt, about state bureaucracy, and so on. Question: what is the state? What is bureaucracy? Because its role is an obstacle to free enterprise. Answer: premise, as libertarians, we recognize a few rules and therefore few and clear laws that we enable them to face the market as both consumers and entrepreneurs, with cooperation, working in healthy competition regime. Free enterprise is nothing but a plus-two-sum game. In example, both parties called upon, the producer of goods and services and the end, consumers win. It's a simply win-to-win. There is no need for central authority, but for free decentralized enterprises that respond to neutral arbitrators and that by their very characteristic put enterprises in competition in order to give the best service to the customer. Decentralized arbitrators have the sole purpose of being neutral, so that the interest of the individual prevail over a collective interest. The so-called common good, which is nothing but a pure invention of socialist and communist regimes, where central authorities, for example, the Politburo of the old USSR, decided for millions of citizens what was right and wrong, by substituting individual preferences for collective ones. And we have seen how the heavy empire, so defined by Ronald Reagan, the ex-president, the former USSR, fell. The state does not produce anything. There is no entrepreneurial state. It's only formed by one or more constitutional bodies, as happens in Italy, that arrogate to themselves the right to impose taxes on labor and their enterprise to support a mass of bureaucrats who suck money from taxpayers without moreover improving anything. They are called tax consumers. Laws, impositions, regulations, lockdowns are manna from heaven for bureaucrats who want to keep the population living in a constant state of emergency and create debt only with the complicity of central banks like the Fed or like the ECB. And every self-respecting government must raise the debt ceiling constantly, a debt that will be paid by future generations. Okay, my friend, this is the end of the Free Pills episode 1, season 2. I want to thank you, and we will hear next time. Thank you, bye.